This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Top congressional leaders are nearing agreement on a long-delayed COVID-19 relief package. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
After a night of meetings, optimism from the Senate's leaders.
We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package.
The finish line is in sight.
On a roughly $900 billion package that would include new stimulus checks, aid to businesses, and help for shipping vaccines. Under intense pressure, both sides are giving on priorities that had been sticking points, including aid to state and local governments and corporate shields for COVID-related lawsuits. President-elect Joe Biden says he's encouraged by the progress, but more will have to be done after he takes office.
It's a down payment.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services says a vaccination program for assisted living and nursing homes will launch Monday with the capacity to deliver thousands of vaccinations a day. In remarks at an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the public can expect even more doses.
For next week, we have allocated another approximately 2 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine for jurisdictions to use. And if Moderna's vaccine is authorized by the FDA in the coming days, we have allocated nearly 5.9 million doses of that product.
Azar said it's important for trusted authorities to take the vaccine in public, especially leaders in racial minorities, to show government confidence in the program. The secretary made his comments after touring a vaccination operation at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors said on Wednesday they had charged a Kenyan-born militant with terrorism-related offenses, including conspiring to hijack an aircraft for a 9/11-style attack on an American target. AP's Jim Mustian reports.
Federal authorities unsealed an indictment in Manhattan federal court against Kola Abdi Abdullah, 30-year-old from Kenya, who's accused of being an operative of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The allegation is that Mr. Abdullah went to flight school in the Philippines, obtained a pilot's license, and had been doing research on how to access a cockpit of an airliner, and also information concerning the tallest building in an unidentified U.S. city. Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, called it a chilling callback to the 9/11 attacks. He's been ordered held without bond.
That's AP's Jim Mustian. The fugitive widow of an Islamic State gunman and a man described as his logistician have been convicted of terrorism charges in the trial of 14 people linked to the January 2015 attacks in Paris against the satirical Charlie Hebdo newspaper and a kosher supermarket. Wednesday's verdict ends the three-month trial of the 14 people linked to the 3 days of killings across Paris claimed jointly by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. During the proceedings, France was struck by new attacks, a wave of coronavirus infections among the defendants, and devastating testimony bearing witness to bloodshed that continues to rattle France. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his government's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions over the Christmas holidays, despite a sharp spike in infection rates across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scientists have raised safety concerns about the proposal, which allows three households to form a bubble over the five-day Christmas period. However, in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson stayed firm to the principle, saying families can decide for themselves.
We do think it's absolutely vital that people should, at this very, very tricky time, exercise a high degree of personal responsibility, especially when they come into contact with elderly people, and avoid contact with elderly people wherever possible.
Also, the Prime Minister told lawmakers the first week of a nationwide coronavirus vaccine rollout had gone well, with 138,000 people getting the jab. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials off slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ closing higher. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.